Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, coming way. How are we feeling this morning? So now I'm very impressed. People showed up. This is great. So either you came because you wanted to worship this morning, or you had forgotten, and now you're like, uh-oh, how do I slip out the back door? We're going to be singing the whole time. So Lisa asked me a little while ago when she said she was going to be doing a trip. She said, Cliff, what do you think about doing a worship Sunday? And I just remember thinking, oh boy, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to go. And I thought for sure I was a little bit bummed out because I thought she was going to want me to give like a lesson on like the synoptic problem, or, you know, maybe like the philosophical quandary of the problem of pain. But alas, she said, no, Cliff, just sing. So that's what we're going to do this morning. So I hope you brought your singing voices and your toe-tapping shoes, because we're going to do a little bit of that. And I will tell you, we're going to play some upbeat songs, and some of you guys are going to come in, you're just so excited to worship this morning. And I know some of you guys are just kind of like, okay, I just want to sit here and I want to meld into my seat. You know what I'm saying? So all I'm going to say is this, is how our posture is, how our bodies are, will also affect our spirit. So now, that doesn't mean you have to stand. It don't mean that you have to run around the sanctuary, okay? So if you're a sitting person, that's okay. You sit down, okay? But we can go there in our minds and in our hearts. And we are going to have some ways to kind of connect. And we're going to have a time of reflection. I brought in some big guns. I got Bella up here singing. Come on, come on. We got Bob Eichhorn on the guitar. We got Debbie going to sing. She's going to play some flute for us today. We got Tyler back there on the bass. And we have my beautiful wife who's going to share a poem with you. And I'm just gonna say right now, I'm going to give you a heads up and warning. When Jules shares her stuff, it's a heavy hitter. So that's what you get to be excited for this morning. Okay, let's sing a little bit right now. Here we go. Come on, Tyler. So when Lisa invited me to do the music, she said, Cliff, just do whatever you'd want to do. Like, just make this like how you would enjoy it. And it turns out that I really like contemplative music. So we're going to get into a time where we're going to be a little bit more reflective. And so this is especially the time just to pay attention to your body, right? If you find yourself doing the sinking down into your chair thing, maybe give yourself a shake, you know, wake yourself up a little bit. You might have to move around a little bit. But the theme that we've been going on recently is generosity, right? And how we can be generous with our time, with our resources, and creative ways to be generous with to other people. And I was thinking this this week, you know, I was thinking about the generosity of worship, and the Father kind of like gave me some words, and he said, you know, like, how do you know how to be generous until you've seen generosity given to you? And so I was thinking, okay, where has the Father been generous to me? How have I learned generosity through other people and the ways he spared me, and he's given me life in ways that I couldn't even imagine? So what I'd like to do, we're going to have a little time of reflection. I'm going to give you some thoughts, and then we'll be quiet. I'll give you a few more thoughts. We'll have a little bit more quiet time. And then Jules is going to come up and read. She's going to read our story in a time when the Father was generous to us. And we're going to share that with you. And then I'm going to sing you a love song. That's what I'm going to do. And then we're going to get into some worship, okay? So the first question I have for you is, when has the Father been generous to you? So let's just take a few minutes. Next question. When did you get more than you asked for? When did the Father surprise you with more than you possibly could have imagined. When did the Father spare you? When did you not get probably what you deserved? When did His grace fall upon you? When did you see His miracles?
Five and six and 7 years later. So crazy how I would sit in this place, usually at one of the tables behind me, with the window light, surrounded by books sitting in their shelves, the dark wood tables. I would sit drinking coffee, alone with myself. I would find great comfort in the familiar smells of coffee, the solemn dark wood, the sunlight pouring through those windows. I would sit and write and wonder. Where was my life heading? Would I make it through? Would ease ever return? Would anxiety become less of a companion? Would something start making sense? Would I be wandering for years, or was some sense of direction coming along? All these things didn't matter too much at that moment, I remember, as long as I was sitting there in the sunlight, a reprieve from the uncertainty and chaos that awaited outside those doors. Now, 5 and 6 and 7 years later, at that same coffee house, I sit here drinking my coffee at the bar this time so I can watch the Olympics. As I casually pass the hour before I walk next door to hear Cliffy play at the Jazz Kitchen, then we head to Hilton Head for a week in the sun. And then we will return home filled with laughter and singing and a time well spent with Cove and Bella on our 5 acres of Indiana paradise. No more wondering or excruciating pleading of where to be or what to do with my next moments. Such peace I feel, such peace I now know. May I remember, even on days when I still feel like I'm wondering and wandering about, it compares nothing to the agony of my time once spent. How grateful I am to be at peace, to have one place to reside, to share in life with a family. Even when I still feel confused or unsure of my contribution, may I remember it's nothing like the dread and worry of what I once felt. May I remember I am still loved as I felt it in those moments under the moon, swimming in the sea, hiking the mountains of Indonesia, gazing at a rainbow in the midst of a storm. Every day I am being loved that much, and that love is still leading me to good. And this time when I walk out those doors, it's not chaotic anymore. Uncertainty isn't taking over my mind. Out those doors is love, waiting for me. A night filled with music and wine and good food, with someone who sees me, who listens, who cares, who goes with me to the ocean, who walks the beach with me, who reflects the divine love right at me. Someone I love the most deeply. And it just so happens to be Valentine's Day, a good day, as every day, to acknowledge how thankful I am to love and be loved in many, many ways. And so, amongst the difficulties that life brings along, there was a time of darkness, sadness, brokenness, and very much aloneness. And because of it, I am stronger. I see more clearly, I understand. And now, amongst the difficulties that life brings along, there is a time of bright light, happiness, wholeness, and the deepest sense of togetherness. And because of this, I have hope, I believe, and the gratefulness that fills my heart, there is not a word that can describe it.
We ain't done yet. You can have a seat, though. Well, I'm impressed. We have done past the 3-song limit that we usually have on Sunday morning, and nobody's left yet. Amen. So, you know, we're reflecting on what God has done for us and how the Father has been generous to us. So I would like to take a couple more minutes here, and we're going to reflect on what are you still hoping for? So let's take a few minutes here. And I'd like for you just to kind of get in your mind that thing that you're wrestling with still. And maybe you can go back and you say, okay, I saw the miracle that you did that one time for me. I have seen your generosity, but I have little faith. So let's just close our eyes. And this is the time you get to dream your heart's desire, your heart's desire. And you could just ask the Father, Father, could you show me your generosity just one more time? So just close your eyes. We'll have a little time of reflection here, and Jules is going to read a psalm for us here in a second.
Psalm 130, verses 1 through 6. Help, God, I've hit rock bottom. Master, hear my cry for help. Listen hard, open your ears. Listen to my cries for mercy. If you, God, kept records on wrongdoings, who could stand a chance? As it turns out, forgiveness is your habit, and that's why you're worshipped. I pray to God, my life of prayer, and wait for what he'll say and do. My life's on the line before God, my Lord, waiting and watching till morning, waiting and watching till morning.
So maybe leave maybe today with this thought, right? We have seen how the Father has been generous to us, and we know how to be generous because of that, right? How are other people gonna know how to be generous if we are not generous to them? So may it be like a wildfire. May we give more than we have to give. May we give it when it's not deserved. And may we be just present with the goodness of God and what he's given to us, and that's why we do it. Commonway, we love you. Thanks for coming. Thanks for singing. And thanks for being generous with your time and letting us share our heart, our struggles, our burdens, and how the Father has recovered us. You may go in peace. We'll see you next week.